弟兄姐妹早上平安。
Peace be to you this morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天是阿摩斯书的最后一章。
Today we come to the last chapter of the book of Amos.
题目是仰望上帝的恩典。
And the title is Look Upon God's Mercy.
那我们就看看我们在这一当中我们如何讲到上帝的恩典。
And so we'll look at this section and think of how we can preach of God's mercy.
我们如何仰望上帝的恩典。
How we look upon God's mercy.
我们先来读一下经文，我来读中文，我来读一节中文，我请邀请 Moses 读一节英文。
Let's look at this section in scripture and we'll read one verse each.
如果有大家有圣经，可以翻到阿摩斯书的第九章。
I invite you to turn to Amos chapter 9.
Okay. 阿摩斯书的第九章第一节，我看见主站在祭坛旁边，他说：“你要击打柱顶，使每杆震动，打碎柱顶，落在众人头上。”所剩下的人，我必用刀杀戮，无一人能逃避，无一人能逃脱。
Verse 2, if they dig into Sheol, from there shall my hand take them. If they climb up to heaven, from there I will bring them down.
第三节，虽然藏在加密山顶，我必搜寻，捉出他们来；虽然从我眼前藏在海底，我必命蛇咬他们。
And if they go into captivity before their enemies, there I will command the sword, and it shall kill them. And I will fix my eyes upon them for evil and not for good.
第五节，主万军之耶和华摸地，地就消化，凡住在地上的都必悲哀，地必全然像尼罗河涨起，如同埃及河落下。
Who builds his upper chambers in the heavens and founds his vault upon the earth? Who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the surface?Of the earth, the Lord is His name.
耶和华说：“以色列人呐、啊，我岂不看你们如古世人吗？我岂不是领以色列人出埃及地，领非利士人出加菲陀，领亚兰人出吉尔吗
？”Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the surface of the ground, except that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, declares the Lord.
第九节，我必出令将以色列家分散在列国中，好像用筛子筛谷，连一粒也不落在地上。
Verse 10, all the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. Who say, disaster shall not overtake or meet us?
十一节，到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。
That they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations who are called by my name, declares the Lord who does this.
十三节，耶和华说：“日子将到，耕种的必接续收割，踹葡萄的必接续撒种的。大山要滴下甜酒，小山都必流奶。”
Verse 14, I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine, and they shall make gardens and eat their fruits.
我要将他们栽于北地，他们不再从我所赐给他们的地上拔出来。这是耶和华你的神说的。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们将你的话语仰望交托在你的手中。主啊，愿你祝福你的话语，也愿我们在你的话语当中，我们看到你的荣耀。让我们借着你的话语的分享，我们来敬拜你。主，我们感谢赞美你。这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.首先我们在第一节看到我看见主站在祭坛旁边。
Now in verse 1 we see that Amos says, I saw the Lord standing beside the altar.
所以这里给我们一个图画，主耶和华站在那个祭坛 旁边。
Here there's a picture of the Lord standing beside the altar.
我们知道旧约的祭坛是一个什么地方。
And you know that in the altar, where is it located in the Old Testament?
那旧约的祭坛这里指的是可能是在会幕里面的，不是在圣所里面，会幕里面的那个祭坛。
It may be an altar that is within the tabernacle, not inside the holy place, but inside the tabernacle.
祭坛是我们人与神相遇的这个地方。
An altar is the place where man meets God.
所以在祭坛那里有神的公义从那里发出来。
So on the altar, God's righteousness flow forth.
同样神的恩典和慈爱也从祭坛当中发出来。
And similarly, God's mercy and grace flows forth from the altar.
所以在祭坛那里我们遇到神的公义，我们遇到神的恩典。
And at the altar, we meet with God's justice and His grace.
我们遇到神的公义，以为那个献祭的祭牲被杀，他的血 洒在这个祭坛上的。
We meet with God's justice because the sacrifice has been slaughtered and the blood is sprayed
there. 他的血抹在这个坛的四角。
And the blood is being smeared on the four corners of the altar.
所以祭牲被杀，这是神的公义。
And so because the sacrifice has been slaughtered, it is the justice of God.
因为罪，所以必须有死亡。
Because of sin, there will be death.
这是神公义的要求。
This is the righteous requirement of God.
但是同时在祭坛那里，我们也看到上帝的恩典。
By the same time, at the altar, we see God's mercy.
因为这个祭牲被杀，所以人才可以，以色列人才可以来到神的面前。
Because the beast has been sacrificed, that's why the man can come before God.
所以祭司才可以来到这个祭坛面前来向神献祭。
And that's why the priest can come before the altar and give his sacrifice.
所以在这祭坛那里，我们看到神的接纳。神的恩典。
And on the altar we see reconciliation and his grace.
所以在同样一个祭坛上面，我们看到神的公义和恩典。
So on the same altar we see God's justice and his mercy.
所以我们在这一段经文当中，我们同样也看到神的公义和神的恩典。
So similarly in this section of scripture we see God's justice and his mercy.
在一到十节，我们看到神的公义是神宣告的一个审判。
And in verses 1 through 10, we see God's declaring the judgment on his people.
是一个没有办法逃避的审判。
It is an inescapable judgment.
然后从十一节，然后到十五节，我们看到是神的恩典，我们看到那个恢复，我们看到那个复兴。
And then in verses 11 through 15 is God's grace in restoration.
看到神的怜悯。
We see God's mercy.
所以同样是，这是在阿摩斯书最后的一个意象，是神站在那个祭坛旁边。
So similarly, in the last vision of Amos, God stand beside the altar.
所以我们首先看这个无法逃避的审判。
First of all, we look at this inescapable judgment.
然后在第一节说，你要击打那个柱顶，使每杆震动。
And here it says in verse 1, strike the capitals until the thresholds shake.
所以这是一个很形象的比喻，好像是一个建筑，一个那个圣殿，然后这个柱顶是这个圣殿比较高的地方。
And this is very pictorial language. It's like the capitals is the higher place of the temple.
然后每杆是那个相当于地基的东西。
And the thresholds are the lower parts of the temple.
是个基座。
It's kind of like the base.
所以如果把整个以色列人就比作这个建筑的话，好像是神要击打那个柱顶，也要击打那个基座。
If you speak of the Israelites as a building, you will see that he's striking the capitals and the thresholds.
所以整个以色列的社会从上到下没有一个人可以逃脱。
All the Israelites from the highest to the lowest, none of them can escape.
没有一个人可以逃避，没有一个人能够逃脱。
None of them can escape this judgment.
然后再看第二节，第二节又是一个对比。
And verse 2 again, it's another parable.
所以你们虽然挖透阴间，下到那个阴间里面，但是你们也没有办法逃脱。
It says even if you dig into Sheol, into the depths of the earth, you will never escape.
你们虽然爬到这个天上去，但是我必把你们拿下来。
And even if you climb into heaven, from there I will bring you down.
所以当这个上帝进行审判的时候，没有人可以在上帝面前逃脱。
So when God judges, no one can stand.
你逃到阴间，你逃到天上，也没有办法逃避上帝的审判。
Even if you go to the depths of the earth or the heaven, you will never escape.
然后第三节又是同样的一个比喻。
And verse 3, similarly again.
加密山是在以色列，然后靠近地中海边上的一个山。
Mount Carmel is the mountain that's near the Mediterranean in the land of Israel.
你就是逃到那个加密山顶，我也必搜寻你们，然后把你们捉出来。
Even if you hide yourself at the top of Carmel, I will search you and take you down.
你们就是藏在那个海底，我也必命蛇在那里咬你们。
And even if you hide at the bottom of the sea, I will command the serpent to bite you.
所以整个以色列，你们最高的地方、最低的地方，你们也没有办法逃避神的审判。
So the entire Israel, from the highest area to the lowest region, none of you can escape.
第九节说，我必出令将以色列家分散在列国当中，好像用筛子筛谷。连一粒也不落在地上。
And verse 9 it says, I will command and shake the house of Israel among all the nations as one shakes with sieve, and no pebble shall fall to the earth.
连一粒也不会逃脱。
Not even a small pebble shall escape.
用筛子筛谷，我不知道大家有没有用筛子筛谷。
I don't know whether
you've 见过这个东西。
I don't know whether you've seen people shaking a sieve before.
所以我们小的时候用筛子来筛麦子。
When we were young, we would use a sieve to sieve the barley.
为什么要用筛子筛麦子呢？
Now why do you use the sieve?
因为小的时候收麦子的时候，就是麦子割下来的时候是放在那个碾麦厂里面，放在碾麦厂里面，然后用石头碾，就是用石头在上面碾，然后麦子落下来。
So when we first have wheat and harvest, you put in the millstone and you mill it, and then you have whatever that's left.
So the seed.
Like the little seed.
Yeah, seeds. 是，但那个麦子落下来之后，然后麦子落下来之后，因为那个碾麦厂里面有很多的这个。 土啊，或者是砖块，或者是小石块，算掺在这个麦子里面。
So in the millstone, when you get the product, you have a lot of impurities in it, whether it's a stone or dirt or all kinds of stuff.
所以这个时候一般要经过两道工序，一个工序，一道工序我们叫洋麦子。
So now you have two processes. The first one is 洋麦子。
洋麦子。
You put it up into the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 就是把那个麦子就是扬起来，扬起来，然后有风，必须在有风的时候扬啊。然后风一吹，把那个就是说比较轻的东西就吹掉了。
So we winnow it, and the wind will carry away the lighter material.
但是还有一道工序，就是要是用筛子来筛。
But the other process to go through sieving.
所以用筛子来筛是把那个大块的那个砖块或者小石块把它筛出来。
And this sieving is to get rid of those material that's heavier or bigger.
所以这里就用了这样的一个，就是说农业社会的这么一个图画，让我们看到，就是说连一粒这个土块、这个沙块都不会，都不会逃脱。
And so here we see an agricultural picture that even the smallest pebble will not escape the sieve.
所以这里上帝给我描述的是一个就是没有办法逃避的这么一个审判。
And what God is describing to us is an inescapable judgment.
因为审判以色列的人是创造天地的耶和华。
Because the one who judges Israel is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
他是整个这个自然的主，是掌管一切的上帝。
He is the one who is the creator of all things.
他不但是自然世界的主，也是整个人类世界的主宰。
And he's not only sovereign over the natural world, but he's sovereign over humankind and the human
history. 所以在第五节说，万军之耶和华摸地，地就消化。
So in verse 5 he says, the Lord God who touches the earth and it melts.
所以地就像尼罗河一样涨涨落落，这是什么意思
？And then all of it rises like the Nile and sinks again like the Nile.
这是什么意思
？What does it mean？
这指的是地震，对不对
？And here we're looking at.
说地像尼罗河一样涨起来又落下来。
That the land rises and sinks like the Nile.
所以我们在看到耶和华是掌管这一切的主。
You see, the Lord God is the one who is in control of all things.
所以他在天上建造阁楼，在地上安定穹苍。
And he is the one who establishes the firmament and the earth.
他命海水浇在地上。
And all the sea upon the earth.
就他是天的主，地的主，也是海的主。
He is the Lord of the heaven and the earth and the sea.
然后第七节又提到。
In verse 7 it says.
耶和华说，以色列人啊，我岂不是领以色列人出埃及的吗？
It says, O people of Israel, did I not bring up Israel from the land of Egypt?
我不是领非利士人出加菲陀的神吗？
And the Philistines from Kapthor.
我不是领亚兰人出基尔的神吗？
And the Syrians from Kir.
所以你在这里看到，这位上帝不但是领以色列从埃及地出来的神。
And you see here, this Lord is not just the one who leads Israel from Egypt.
而且是领非利士人出加菲陀的人。
But he led the Philistines out from Kapthor.
加菲陀是可能是就是现在克里特岛。
And Kapthor is a current Crete.
非利士人被称为海上的民族。
And the Philistines were named the people of the sea.
所以神带领他们从海上，然后来到巴勒斯坦这个地方。
So God
在那里定居下来。
God led them from the island of Crete down to Israel and the Palestinians, and they've settled there.
亚兰是叙利亚。
And Aram is Syrians.
但基尔是在古巴比伦，两河流域古巴比伦的那个西南边。
But Kir is a place in the old Babylon.
所以是上帝带领亚兰人从这个基尔，然后来到叙利亚。
So it is God who brought the Arameans from Kir all the way to Syria.
所以你从这里看到，上帝是人类世界的主。
And you see here that the Lord is the Lord of humankind.
是人类历史的主。
He is the Lord of human history.
他不但是自然界的主，而且是人类历史的主。
He is not just the Lord of the natural world, but he's the Lord of mankind.
掌管一切的上帝。
He is in control of everything.
所以当这位上帝要审判的时候，谁能够逃脱呢
？And so when this God judges, who can escape?
但是到十一节到十五节，我们看到是又是另外一个方面。
But verses 11 to 15, we see another aspect.
到十一节也在这里提到，到那日我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
Verse 11 it says, In that day I will raise up the booth of David that is fallen.
我要堵住其中的破口，我要把那破坏的重新建造起来。
And repair its breaches and raise up its ruins.
大卫倒塌的帐幕是什么意思
？What is the booth of David that is fallen?
我们知道，在公元前586年耶路撒冷被攻陷的时候
，We know that in B.C. 586 when Jerusalem was fallen.
我们知道西底家最后一个王，犹大的最后一个王，然后被掳去，然后他被。 然后是巴比伦的军队当着他的面杀了他的所有的儿子。
And King Zedekiah, the last king of Judah, was being held into captivity, and the king of Babylon slaughtered all his children before his eyes.
然后把他的眼睛挖出来。
And then gouged out his eyes after that.
这是大卫家族最后一个王。
This is the last king of the dynasty of David.
然后他所有的儿子都被杀。
All his sons were killed.
大卫的帐幕倒塌。
And the booth of David has fallen.
但神在这里说，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
But here God says, I will repair, I will raise up again the booth of David.
我要堵住其中的破口。
And I will repair its breaches.
我要把那破坏的建造起来。
I will raise up its ruins.
所以在列王记的最后一章，列王记下的最后一章，你看到那个大卫王朝的另一个王叫约雅金。
And so in the last chapter of 2 Kings, you see the, another king of the Davidic dynasty of Jehoiakim. And he was already in exile before the last king Zedekiah.
但巴比伦王就把他从监牢里面提出来，然后赦免他的罪，让他和这个巴比伦王一起坐席。
And the king of Babylon took him out from prison and set him at a table together with his princes.
然后让他终生一起巴比伦王来供应他。
So that the king of Babylon will provide for him for the rest of his life.
我们知道到这个在这个流放时期，在这个流放时期，这个后来他们重新归回的时候，所罗巴伯就是约雅金的后代。
And we know that after they returned back to Israel, Zerubbabel is the descendant of Jehoiachin.
玛利亚的丈夫约瑟就是所罗巴伯的后代。
And Joseph, the husband of Mary, is the descendant of Zerubbabel.
所以我必建立大卫倒塌的帐篷。
God says, the booth of David that has fallen, I will raise up.
我要堵住其中的破口。
And I will repair its breaches.
我要把那破坏的建立起来。
And I will raise up its ruins.
所以这个预言就实现在耶稣基督的身上。
This prophecy has thus been fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
大卫的帐篷在西底家的时候倒塌了。
And the booth of David was fallen in the time of Zedekiah.
但是在耶稣基督的时候被重新建造起来。
But at the time of Jesus, it was rebuilt again.
所以到那时，我要使以色列人得以东所遗剩的和所有被称为我名下的国。
And that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations who are called by my name.
这什么意思？
What does it mean then in verse 12?
这是指万国都要归向以色列，对不对？
And here it says that all nations will come
to become Israel. 不但是以东，而且是万国都要归向以色列。
Not just the remnant of Edom, but all the nations.
你今天看到万国归向以色列了吗？
Do you see that all the nations going to Israel?
以色列还是巴勒斯坦那个地方的一个小国家，对不对？
Israel is still a small nation in the land of Palestine.
那现在是那个，现在前段时间川普刚刚签署了那个格兰高地的那个协议，对吧？承认格兰高地属于以色列。
And recently there was a treaty that signed to acknowledge the Golan Highlands as part of Israel.
万国有没有归向以色列？
Did all the nations go to Israel?
没有。
No.
但是从属灵意义上是万国是归向了以色列。
But spiritually speaking, all nations indeed has come to Israel.
为什么？
Why?
因为保罗在那里提到谁是真正的以色列。
Because Paul has mentioned who is the true Israelite.
保罗在新约里面提到谁是真正的以色列。
And Paul has mentioned in the New Testament who are the real Israelites.
就亚伯拉罕的后裔以信心以信心称义的，那是真正的以色列人。
Is the descendants of Abraham who is justified by faith?
所以，我们所有的信徒都是真正的以色列人。
So all who believe truly, us believers, are the descendants of Israel.
是属灵的以色列人。
We are the spiritual Israel.
所以你看到万国都归向了以色列，有没有实现
？So you see all the nations becoming Israelites. Is it being fulfilled?
对，实现了，对不对
？It is being fulfilled.
所以到十三节，耶和华说：“日子将到，耕种的必接续收割，踹葡萄的必接续撒种的。”
And so in verse 13, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, who shall
feed? 这是什么意思
？What does it mean here?
这个意思就是说，那个是有极大的富裕，对不对
？And it is to say here there's great wealth.
刚收割了，马上就要撒种了。
And when you just have your harvest, immediately you are plowing seeds.
说大山要地下甜酒，小山都必流奶。
And the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it.
这是说神赐给我们极大的富裕，极大的富足。
That is to say, God is giving us great wealth.
所以在当时的话，你没有办法想象怎么会有这么的富足，对吗
？At that point in time, it's hard to imagine how can it be.
但你今天看看美国社会，你就知道了。
But today, if you look at American society, you can kind of experience that a little bit.
所以我必使我的民以色列被掳的归回，他们要修建那个重修那个荒废的城邑，栽种葡萄树。
And in verse 14, I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them.
所以修造果园，然后吃其中的果子。
And it will rebuild the plant vineyards and drink the wine.
然后最后十五节说，我要将他们栽于北地，他们不再从我所赐的土地上被拔出来。
And in verse 15, I will plant them on their land, and they shall never again be.
所以神在这里应许他们与以色列人与他们有永远的关系，不再被拔出来。
And God is promising them that they will have this eternal relationship, never to be rooted again.
所以这些都实现了，对不对？
All this has been fulfilled.
这些都实现在我们新约的基督徒身上。
And all this has been fulfilled in the New Testament believers, us Christians.
但当我们看这段经文的时候，为什么从那个前面的这个审判，这个公义的审判，然后到后面这个上帝的怜悯和恩典，上帝的祝福和复兴，中间为什么有这么一个很大的一个反差？
But if we look at this section of scripture, why is there such a huge contrast between the judgment at the front and then all the fulfilling of the promises at the back?
有一个很大的跳跃。
And there's a huge leap.
为什么会这样？
Why is this so?
为什么会有这么一很大的一个跳跃？
And why is there such a great contrast in this leap?
我们知道在上帝的祭坛旁边，在上帝的祭坛上面有公义和恩典。
It's because we know that at the altar of the Lord there's justice and mercy.
公义有祭，公义那个祭牲献祭的东西，牛和羊被杀在那里。
There's justice because the beast has been sacrificed and slaughtered on the altar.
因着我们的罪，他被杀。
Because of our sin, this beast was slaughtered.
因着上帝的公义被杀。
Because of the righteousness of God, it was slaughtered.
那我们又看到上帝的恩典。
But we never see. Where, how do we see God's mercy?
因着这个祭牲的被杀，所以上帝怜悯我们，上帝赦免我们的罪。
And because of what has been sacrificed, God forgives our sins.
所以我们在这里看到公义和这个上帝的恩典，因着这个祭牲，因着这个献祭的祭牲，所以被连接在一起。
And so because of God's justice and mercy has been linked together because of the sacrifice.
但这个献祭的这个祭牲是指的是谁？
But who do the sacrifices point to?
我们知道是上帝的羔羊。
And we know that it is the Lamb of God.
It's
the one who takes away the sins of this world.
就是耶稣基督，对不对？
And that is Jesus Christ.
那同样在旧约里面，耶利米书的三十一章，他这样耶利米这样说：到那日，我要与你们重立新约。
In the same way, in Jeremiah 31, here's what Jeremiah says: In that day, I will establish a new covenant with you.
说我要把我的律法写在你们的心里面。
I will write my law upon your heart.
我要称为你们的上帝，你们要称为我的百姓。
And I will be your God, and you will be my people.
这个新约是什么？
What is this new covenant?
所以当耶稣基督拿着这个酒杯的时候，这是我的血为你们而流的，是与你们所立的新约。
And that's why Jesus, when he raised his cup, he says, "This is the new covenant in my blood."
所以这是与你们所立的新约，我要把我的律法写在你们的心板上面。
This is the new covenant. I will write my laws in your heart.
所以你们要称为我的百姓，我要称为你们的神。
So you will be my people and I will be your God.
所以我们在这里看到，正是因为这个新约，正是因为这个新约的中保，正是因为这个新约里面所新约的中保所献上的挽回祭，所以上帝的公义然后才成为上帝的恩典。
And it's because of the new covenant of the mediator and the new covenant and the sacrifice that we see in the new covenant that God's justice and mercy can be reconciled.
所以我们在这里才看到这个公义和这个恩典之间的这个跳跃。
And we see this leap from justice, righteousness, punishment to mercy and restoration.
在前面这个以色列人这样的悖逆，上帝是宣告他们有没有办法逃避的一个审判。
And before that, God has declared this inescapable judgment upon the people of Israel.
但是在后面却告诉他们说，我要祝福你们，使民复兴。
But at the back, he says that I will restore you and I will bless you that you may be revived.
所有的这一切是以为神与我们所立的新约。
And all of this is because of what God has established with us in this new covenant.
所有的这一切是以为耶稣基督所献上的挽回祭。
And all of this is because of what Jesus Christ has given for us as the atonement sacrifice.
我们没有做什么。
We did not do anything.
都是以耶稣基督所献上的挽回祭。
But Jesus Christ has given up himself.
耶稣基督在十字架上所流的宝血。
And Jesus Christ has shed his blood for us on the cross.
所以保罗在罗马书九章说，不在乎那定义的，不在乎那奔跑的，我一在乎那施怜悯给人的神。
And Paul in chapter 9 of Romans says, it's not the one who runs or the one who defines, but the one who gives mercy, God.
所以按照我们的本相，我们本应当承受在前面一到十节这样的一个审判，这样的一个结局。
According to our true nature and self, we should bear this judgment at the verses 1 through 10.
但是因着上帝的慈爱，上帝的怜悯，我们承受的却是在十一节到十五节这样的祝福。
But because of God's mercy and grace, we have received the blessings in verses 11 through 15.
所以这样的恩典,
this grace.
所以我们今天再次来思考上帝的恩典。
So today, let us once again think and ponder upon God's mercy and grace.
我们来思考神这奇妙的恩典。
And when we think about God's amazing grace,
大家都很熟悉的一首歌叫《奇异恩典》。
Now, we are all pretty familiar with the song, with the hymn, Amazing Grace.
奇异恩典何等甘甜。
Amazing Grace, how sweet it is.
我罪已得赦免。
My sins are forgiven.
前我失丧，今被寻回。
I once was lost, but now is found, was blind, but now I see.
就如此恩典使我敬畏。
That I may revere.
使我心得安慰。
That my heart may be comforted.
初信之时既蒙恩惠。
And this is how precious it is that at the very beginning I've received this wonderful grace. And this hymn represents all the heart song of all Christians.
上帝的恩典,
God has treated us with grace. And God has not repaid us by the wrath and righteousness that we ought to deserve. But God treated us with His grace. So how should we treat our brothers and sisters around us today?
所以今天我们稍微有点年纪的基督徒，稍微灵敏有点成熟的基督徒，我们怎样对待在主里面那些刚刚信主的年轻人？
And those of us who are more mature in our Christian journey, how are we going to treat those who have just become believers?
我们今天就来思考这个上帝的恩典。
We come to think about God's grace today.
上帝的恩典如何应用在
How can God's mercy and grace be applied to the ministry of the young people in the church? I remember the times of my youth.
我回想我在年轻的刚刚信主的时候，那个十八九岁的那个时候，然后一直到这个成长的这段经历。
I remember the time when I first became a Christian and when I was 18 or 19 and throughout my progress of growth.
我大概经过三个阶段。
I've gone through about three stages.
那么第一个阶段是在学员传道会里面。
The first stage is in the crew, in a student ministry.
那么第二个阶段是在三自教会里面。
And the second stage, I was in the three self church.
那第三个阶段是在家庭教会里面。
And the third stage was in the family house church in China.
但不管是在哪一个阶段，我作为一个年轻人，我经历的都是。
But no matter which stage I was in, I was always receiving this acceptance and freedom from the brothers and sisters.
在学院里面的时候，我是刚刚信主。
And in the campus ministry, I was a new Christian.
所以那个时候，我们很多弟兄姐妹一起来聚会。
There were many brothers and sisters who were gathered together.
那有一个美国的传道，美国的宣教士，他来带领我。
There was an American missionary who led us.
他的名字叫 Chris.
His name was Chris.
所以他就跟我做朋友，他给我很多的鼓励，他很欣赏我所做的一切。
And he became my friend. He gave me a lot of encouragement, and he really likes what I was doing.
他经常鼓励我。
He always encouraged me.
在我的印象当中，我只记得最后一次他有点责备我，除此之外没有，我不记得他责备过我什么。
And in my impression, I remember only once that he rebuked me, but I have never remember other times.
但是就是他对我的生命影响很大。
But he was a great influence on my Christian life.
所以在那个学员的那一段时间当中，我想到是他给我的鼓励，他给我的自由，给我这样一个恩典的环境。
And in my campus ministry, I remember him as the one who has given me this grace and acceptance as a Christian.
所以我再回头想的时候，我很感谢他。
So when I think back, I really give thanks.
所以那个时候虽然我们在一起的时候，有的时候他教导带领我们查经，我也不知道他讲的是什么意思。
Even though at that time when he led us in Bible study, I don't understand most of what he was saying. But we just enjoyed his presence a lot. And the second stage, I went to the Three Self Church in Hangzhou. And when I rethink about that situation, I also give thanks to God that I was put
there.
So I hear I give some good things about the Three Self Church.
当时那个杭州的就是四圣堂，它有一个我记得很好的一件事情，就是说它有一个青年聚会。
And one of the good things that we have in that church at that time was that there is a youth group.
它其实不是 youth group， 它是青年聚会。青年聚会是什么意思呢？就是所有的学生，包括那个 college students， 包括这个研究生啊、硕士生啊、包括大学生呀、包括很多 young professionals。
So all the young, there's a young adult ministry there with all the young adults, professionals, or even postgrad students.
他这个青年聚会是专门的一个青年聚会，它是放在星期二的晚上。
And it was placed on Tuesday night, especially for all these young adults.
然后青年聚会里面所有的服事，除了这个讲道的人，但讲道的人当时也是年轻的牧师。我们后来知道，就大家可能有人听说过他名字，后来就孤月色牧师。
And so all the people who were serving in that worship service on Tuesday night, except for the pastor was really young too.
Yeah, 都是年轻人。
They are all young people.
所以年轻人带领诗歌，年轻人安排这个招待，年轻人年轻人的服事，年轻人年轻牧师的讲道，完全都是年轻人的聚会。
So all the people who were gathered there were all young people, young adult people.
所以那个青年聚会马上就吸引很多的年轻人去参加。
So it attracted a lot of other young people to gather together.
大家在那里感到被接纳，感到自由。
Because everybody there feels that they're accepted and they feel liberated.
然后我们在后来，我们就是，当时我们也有这个这些年轻人，然后分成了十几个那个关怀小组。
And among all the young adults there, we have 10 over small groups.
然后我的小组的一个组长，他是一个比我们年长的一个人，我们叫他杜大哥。
And the leader of my small group is this person who is older than me. We call him 杜大哥.
他是一个非常很温柔的人，脸上总是带着笑容。
And he's a very gentle person who always smiles.
然后我在我给他的接触当中，我没有记得他定过我的罪。
And in my impression, in my contact with him, he's never rebuked me.
我的印象当中，不记得他有什么责备过我。
I don't remember him rebuking me at all.
我记得就是说，他总是给我机会服侍，也总是来鼓励我。
What I remember is that he always gave me chances to serve and encouraged me.
也欣赏我。
And he always look upon me with goodness.
所以我很感谢主，在我生命成了这个阶段。 把我这样的环，把我安放在这样的环境当中。
So I give thanks to God that in my stages of growth, God has placed me in these places.
然后在第三个阶段，就是说我离开三自教会，然后到那个家庭教会。
My third stage is when I left the Three Self Church to go to a house church in China.
那么家庭教会这个带领人，他是一位老弟兄，我们叫他陈叔叔。
And in this house church, the leader is this 陈叔叔, who is an older brother.
那么这位陈叔叔，他是我们知道大家都可能都听说过李天恩，他是李天恩的亲家。And
he's the close relative to 李天恩。
那陈叔叔他是一个很好的老弟兄。He's
a very great old man.
就他总是鼓励我们年轻人出来服侍。He
encouraged us who are young to come out and serve.
他不干预我们的服侍。He
doesn't interfere in our service.
他总是在背后支持我们。And
he always help and encourage us from the back.
他让年轻人来组织成为一个核心的同工。
And he allowed the youth to have their own committee.
他年轻人去讲道。
And then the young people will go and preach.
当然这个是家庭教会特殊的情况，因为没有那么多的被装备的这个很有资历的这个传道人。
Of course, there are exceptions because it's the house churches there in China.
所有的治理都是年轻人。
And all the governing structure was run by the young people.
他很少干预我。
He seldom interfered.
但是他在后面鼓励我。
But he was always encouraging us.
但是我们都很尊重他。
And we respect him very much.
所以我回想我在过去成长的这些经历，我真的是看到在成长的经历当中，神安排了很多各种很好的弟兄姐妹。
And as I reflect upon the stages of growth, I remember that God has placed me in these places of encouragement.
他们在成长的过程当中接纳我，然后给我鼓励，欣赏我所做的一切。
And in my stages of growth, they have always encouraged me, accepted me, and looked upon my things with good eyes.
那么我们今天，我们教会年轻的事工，我们能不能对年轻人用一种恩典的方式来对待他们，用福音的方式来对待他们？
And today, even as we look at the young people ministry in our church, do we look upon them with gospel grace as well?
而不是以律法来捆绑他们。
and not look upon them with legalistic eyes.
我们知道年轻人跟我现在四十多岁啊，跟我们四十岁五十岁的人有点不一样，对不对？
I know that the young people is quite different for us who are in the 40s.
他们很有活力，很有创造性，对吧？
They're very creative, they're very young.
那我们年轻的时候也是这样。
When we were young, it was the same way.
所以我们能不能给他们更多的空间，给他们更多的自由，让他们能够去发展他们的活力，去释放他们的创造性。
And we give them greater space so that they may be more creative and have greater freedom.
我们能不能像在我成长的阶段的这些好的属灵前辈那样，我们愿意在背后做一个支持者。
Can we be like the spiritual leaders that have been placed into my life as backdrop supporters?
所以那天那个杜爱杜牧师在我们当中分享，他说现在美国教会不光是我们教会了，就是说我觉得我们教会还好一点，还可以看到年轻人的面孔，但是很多美国华人教会包括美国人的教会的一个问题就是说年轻人的缺乏。
And the day when the speaker was preaching and sharing is that there is a lack of young people, not just in general, in America in general, there is a lack of young people in the church.
对年轻人的事工有一个断层。
And there is a huge gap in generation to the young people.
这确实是一个很严重的问题。
It's a very serious problem.
我们要思考为什么。
We have to think upon the reason of it.
我相信有很多原因了。
I think there are many reasons behind it, of course.
但是在这里我相信的其中这个原因是很多的时候我们是以律法来对待他们，不是以恩典和福音对待他们。
But I think one of the reasons I can think of is that we always treat the younger people with a legalistic eye.
所以年轻人在教会里面感觉到被束缚，感觉到没有自由，感觉到被定罪。
And young people feel that they are being bound up and with no freedom in the church.
但是我们能不能给他在主里面的那种接纳，在主里面的那种支持
？But can we truly accept them in the Lord and give them and support them?
所以我在这里讲到用恩典对待年轻人。
And so here I'm preaching about treating the young adults with grace.
首先我讲要不要怎么样。
And I would say certain don'ts.
首先我们要避免对年轻人指手画脚。
And first of all, let us not point judgment fingers on these young people.
要避免只给他们命令。
And
directive 的命令。
Prevents us from giving them imperatives.
很多的时候我们觉得我们是媳妇熬成婆了，对不对？然后周芷若做成灭绝师太了。
Sometimes we think that we are now masters of our life.
所以的话，我们觉得我们有经验，我们有资历，我们可以对年轻人指手画脚。
And we think that we have experience in life. Now we can give them a lot of advice.
但是我们要改变这种心态。
But let us change that attitude a little bit.
我们要能够去接纳他们。
We are there to accept them.
然后第二点，我们不要给年轻人太多的条条框框。
And second, let us not give them too much of this framework thing.
比方说周五聚会的事情。
So for example, on Friday's gathering.
我们都有传统，周五要小组聚会，对不对？
And we know that our tradition is that Friday we always have small groups.
我不知道我们教会，我不是说我们教会有这种情况，我就打个比方说。但是如果比方说小方说周五不聚会，说我们去打保龄球，他们会不会有压力？
Give an example. If let's say Friday night, the young adults want to go for a bowling game, would they?
或者我们周五这次周五的聚会停了，我们星期明天星期六去 beach 去玩。
Or if Friday we have stopped the meeting and then Saturday we go to beach and have some fun.
和我周六一起组织去划船。
Or we go to row boat, you know, go out on canoeing and all that.
或者去那个 Miss Crab 吃螃蟹。
Or go to that place to have crabs.
但这样的话，我不知道小方舟的同工他这样做的时候，他有没有压力
？And I don't know whether the coworkers will feel the kind of stress when they do it.
他没有教会的其他的弟兄姐妹会不会对他有意？他有没有会害怕被别人的指责，或害怕被别人定罪
？Or whether they might be afraid of having the sense of being guilt into having the sense of guilt.
所以我在这里讲的就是说，我们能不能给他们更多的自由，给他们更多的接纳？
What I'm saying here is that whether we can give them greater acceptance and greater freedom.
因为年轻人不一样，对不对？我们学生的团契的事工，为什么我们接了很多的机，但是为什么一开始邀请他们来聚会的时候，都人都消失了
？And it's hard because we have already accepted a lot of we go and pick them up from the airport, but now they're not attending our youth group meeting, young adult meeting.
但是你想想看，就这些。新的学生，他们从来没有接触过基督教。你让他们来查经，你接一下机，然后让他们来查经，然后招待他们一下，然后说周五你来查经，他们会来吗
Now, if you think if this, they have never come into contact with the gospel and you've just
picked them,
then you ask them to come to Bible study, they will put this as the lowest
priority.
But if you change an approach and say, well, let's go out and have a fun time together
first.
Let's go to have a canoeing or go to the beach. And first we just form that group. And then we bring God's word to them. Can we give them this greater space and freedom for the development of the ministry? And third is not to provoke them. And Ephesians 6:4 it says the parents do not provoke your children to anger. And we always provoke our children to anger. Especially
as parents.
Now if you have 98 on your, in your, in your exams, they will ask what happened to the 2 marks that you lost. How can you not be so serious? How can you be, you know, this haphazard? Can we not provoke our children? Or maybe we admire what they're doing.
Great job.
Can we tell them that they did a great job? And the same way in a young adult ministry in the church, can we truly admire the good things that they have accomplished? And give them greater encouragement and not provoke them to anger. And we have said about don'ts, but there is also some do's. And of course, we have to treat them with greater grace.
We'll
give them greater freedom and space. Because the young people will have greater freedom and greater creative spirit. We've been through that stage and we know it too. Can we give them greater space and freedom? And we also give them the opportunities to fail. And many times we're so afraid for them to fail that we have given them so many rules and hoping that they will not take the path.
我们能不能就放手让他们失败，让他们跌倒，让他们在跌倒当中、错误当中、失败当中学习？
Can we just let go of them and that they may grow in their failures, in their opportunities?
我们能不能承担他们的错误的后果？
And can we even then bear their failures?
给他们安全感，给他们接纳。
And give them the sense of security and acceptance.
让他们知道他们犯了错误之后，我们可以帮他们承担。
That even if they have failed, we are there for them.
我们 可不可以学会去欣赏他们，去赞美他们的所作所为？
Perhaps we can learn to admire and to praise what they're doing.
所以我们能不能看到他们的优点？
Can we see the good points that they have?
所以我们能不能就是说，给他们更多的赞美？
Can we give them more praise?
所以我们在这里看到美国人的文化和中国人的文化是不一样的，对不对？
We can see the slight differences between American and the Eastern culture.
那中国的人的文化。 美国人的文化里面就更多的赞美，更多的欣赏。
In the Western culture, there's more praise and encouragement.
所以，我们那个John Frame的太太叫Mary， 她是一个非常nice的基督徒。
And the wife of John Frame called Mary Frame, which is a very patient Christian.
所以她每周然后来到我们家，免费给静玲教钢琴。
Every week she'll come to our house to tutor our daughter for piano. We see a lot of difference on her life.
然后她对我女儿静玲就很多的赞美，很多的欣赏。
She praises a lot. She praises our daughter a lot.
但这是有的时候我看在那里的时候，我就感觉到很惭愧。
And when I looked at what happened, I sometimes feel very ashamed.
所以我就觉得，就是我们中国人和这个西方人，他就是从那个生长的环境下面，好像是出来就好像我们自己有这样的烙印一样。
And maybe because of how we have grown up, we always focus more on the negative things.
然后最后一点，我们在服事当中，我们能不能从主导变为支持？
And the last point, can we become more of a supportive character than rather than a guiding
leader? 能不能像就是说，在我们这个我刚才举的例子当中， 在四圣堂的聚会一样，他们有年轻人的主导，所有的都是年轻人。
Can we have something that's led by the young people?
我们这些年长的可不可以退到背后来支持他们
？Can we be more of a supportive character as we grow older?
那我们今天，我们很多的时候，我们也是想做年轻人的工作，想 involve 他们在侍奉当中。
And many times today, we always want to involve the young people in the ministry.
但很多的时候，我们 involve 年轻人的时候，我们还是主导。
But many times when we involve them, we're still the leader.
我们只想年轻人来听话。
We just want the young people there to obey us.
所以我们是把他们抓来做壮丁。
So we bring them here to just as manpower.
但我们能不能让他们来主导
？But can we give their hands to them that they need?
然后我们从在背后来支持他们。
And then we become the supporters at the back.
所以这些都是说我们，所以我们总结这些的话，我们都看到，就是说整个的话，最主要的是一个思想观念的一个改变。
And here we see that there is a change in our mindset.
我们能不能从一个律法的那种思想观念转变成一种恩典福音的那种思想观念。
They would change from a more legalistic mindset towards one that is gospel driven.
有更多的接纳。
There's greater acceptance.
更多的鼓励。
Greater encouragement.
给他们更多的自由和空间。
And give them greater space.
所以我们在回想在这一章的开始的时候，我们在看到上帝的公义和上帝的恩典。
So when we look back to the beginning of this chapter, we see the justice and the mercy of God.
我们看到上帝没有按照他的公义来对待我们。
We see that God has not treated us according to His righteousness.
而是上帝以他的恩典来对待我们。
But He has given us His grace and mercy.
因为他的儿子耶稣基督承担了他的公义。
Because His Son Jesus Christ has bore the wrath and justice.
所以我们面对的是上帝的恩典。
So what we're facing is God's mercy.
但上帝以恩典这样对待我们，我们能不能以恩典去对待我们的弟兄姐妹
？And God has treated us with mercy. Can we then treat others with mercy as well?
所以，当我们这样的这种恩典，然后应用到年轻人的事工上面，我们能不能以恩典来对待我们教会的年轻人
？And when we apply this to the ministry of the young people, can we treat them with greater grace?
所以，这是我对我们弟兄姐妹，我们稍微年长一点的弟兄姐妹的一个挑战。
And this is a challenge I issue to those who among us who are older.
这是我们必须要做的事情。
And it is also something that we ought to do.
否则教会那个断层就会出现。
Otherwise, there will be this gap in the generations.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Oh Lord, our heavenly Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，你在福音里面释放了我们。
We give thanks to you that you have liberated us in the gospel.
我们感谢你在福音里面给我们自由。
We give thanks to you that you've given us freedom in the gospel.
我们感谢你，你没有按照我们当得的这个审判来对待我们。
We give thanks to you that you have not treated us according to your wrath，
而是因为主耶稣基督的赎罪祭，主啊，你恩典来对待我们。
And Lord, because of the atonement that you have propitiation sacrifices, that you have treated us with grace，
主啊，我们本该面对的是你的愤怒。
And we should deserve your wrath，
但是我们现在看到的是你的笑脸。
But now what we see is your smiling face.
主啊，你在经上也告诉我们说，我们要爱人如己。
Now, Lord, you have told us in the Bible to love others as ourselves.
主啊，愿你来帮助我们，让我们能够以恩典来对待我们的弟兄姐妹。
May you help us, O Lord, that we may treat each other with grace.
让我们以恩典来接纳我们的弟兄姐妹。
And let us accept one another in grace.
就在经上所说的那样，爱是凡事相信，凡事接纳，凡事包容。
And just like what is written in the Bible, love is patient, love is kind, and love looks past all wrongdoing.
天父，愿你来帮助我们。
Oh Lord, may you help us.
让我们在活在福音里面，不再在律法当中。
And that we live in the gospel and not in a set of rules and laws.
我们不是没有律法。
It's not that we do not have any law.
主啊，这律法就是基督的爱。
But this law is Christ's love.
让基督的爱在我们的里面。来更新我们。
May Christ's love live in us to renew us.
让我们能把基督的爱活出来。
And that we may live this love of Christ.
天父，感谢赞美你，这样的祷告祈求，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks to you and pray this.